This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Cubans are marking the death of dictator Fidel Castro. The communist revolutionary died Friday at the age of 90. The cause of death has not been announced. A series of memorials begins Monday in Cuba. Castro's remains will go on a four-day tour across the nation before they are buried December 4th in Santiago. Castro handed power to his brother Raul in 2006. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump wrote on Twitter that Castro was a brutal dictator who oppressed his own people for nearly six decades. But Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau praised Castro for what he called his dedication and love for the Cuban people. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio da Silva called Castro the greatest of all Latin Americans. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said the world has lost a man who was a hero for many. His legacy will be judged by history. The Syrian army says it has recaptured a second rebel-held district in eastern Aleppo. Military officials say they have taken full control of the district of Jabal Badro. It is the second residential area in eastern Aleppo to fall under government control in the past 2 days. Meanwhile, hundreds of people in the city are reported to have fled rebel-held areas to districts that are now under government control. According to the state-run Anadolu News Agency, the Turkish military thinks Islamic State forces in northern Syria may have used chemical weapons against rebels backed by Turkey. The Turkish General Staff says 22 rebels exhibited symptoms of exposure to chemical gas after a rocket attack east of Al-Rai. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Sunday criticized his recent election rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton, for joining an effort to recount the ballots in three closely contested states that Trump won. Trump is calling Green Party nominee Jill Stein's bid to start recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania a scam and is deriding Clinton's decision to join the effort. Clinton campaign lawyer Mark Elias acknowledged Saturday the request by Clinton supporters prompted the campaign to start investigating whether there was any outside interference in the November 8th election results. Elias said no actionable evidence of hacking or outside attempts to alter the voting technology has been found. There were concerns that Russian hackers may have tried to influence the election. The election experts say there is almost no chance that the election results can be overturned. French conservatives voted Sunday in a nationwide runoff primary election to choose their nominee for next year's presidential campaign. In the first American-style primary contest for French Republicans, François Fillon and Alain Juppé emerged as leading contenders from the first round of voting 1 week ago. Opinion polls show that Fillon, who wants to focus on fighting Islamic extremism, is ahead of the more moderate Juppé. Swiss voters Sunday rejected an effort to hasten the process of phasing out the country's nuclear power plants. If the yes votes had prevailed in the referendum, Switzerland would have moved to close three of the country's five reactors next year and the remaining two by 2029. Nuclear reactors generate 40% of Switzerland's electricity. Authorities say fighting between security forces and a separatist militia has left at least 54 people dead in the Ugandan town of Kasese. The militia is believed to be loyal to a tribal king in Uganda's Rwenzori region. The killings are an escalation of a long-running conflict between Ugandan security forces and rebels linked to the tribal king, Charles Wesley Mumbere. A new clinical trial is taking place in South Africa on an experimental vaccine that could safely prevent HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. According to a statement from the National Institutes of Health, the HVTN-702 is the largest and most advanced HIV vaccine clinical trial to take place in South Africa, where some 7 million people are living with the virus. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.